The Innocent, written by David Baldacci and read by Ron McClarty.
It was 3 a.m. Will Roby had been awake for 2 hours. The mission set forth on the flash drive he'd been given would cause him to travel well past Edinburgh. The target was yet another well-protected man with more money than morals. Roby had been working on the task for nearly a month. The details were numerous. The margin of error was even less than with Rivera. The preparation was arduous and had taken its toll on Roby. He could not sleep. He was also not eating very much. But he was trying to relax now. He was sitting in the small kitchen of his apartment. It was located in an affluent area with many magnificent places to live. Roby's building was not one of them. It was old, utilitarian in design, with noisy pipes, odd smells, and tacky carpet. Its occupants were diverse and hardworking, with most just starting out in life. They left early every morning to take their place at law firms, accounting practices, and investment concerns spread over the city. Some had chosen the public sector route and took the subway or bus, biked, or even walked to the large government buildings housing the likes of the FBI, the IRS, and the Federal Reserve. Roby did not know any of them, though he saw all of them from time to time. He had been briefed on all of them. They all kept to themselves, immersed in their careers, their ambitions. Roby kept to himself, too. He prepared for the next job. He sweated the details because it was the only way he could survive. He rose and stared out the window, down to the street where only one car passed by. Roby had traveled the world for a dozen years now, and everywhere he went, someone died. He could no longer remember the names of all the people whose lives he had ended. They didn't matter to him when he was killing them, and they didn't matter to him now. The man who had previously held Roby's position had operated during a particularly busy time for Roby's clandestine agency. Shane Connors had terminated nearly 30% more targets than Roby had in the same amount of time. Connors had been a good, sound mentor to the man who would replace him. After his retirement, Connors had been assigned to a desk job. Roby had had little contact with him over the last 5 years, but there were few men Roby respected more. And thinking about Connors made Roby dwell for a bit on his own retirement. A number of years off, it would eventually happen. If I survive, he thought.